What's up, big fella? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Doing pretty well. You know, we were just talking about Ray Lewis and listening to some Ray Lewis clips. And I'm wondering, you're a linebacker. Who was your guy growing up? Who did you model your game after?
I was a big Derrick Brooks fan. Derrick Brooks, one of those guys who, you know, just did what was asked of him. You know, didn't really do too much talking and just went out there and played football. And I've always been impressed with the way he carried himself.
He's pretty damn good.
Oh, he was. He was great, fast, too. You look at Ray, and you guys have played him a couple of times in the playoffs since you've been here and in the regular season. What do you see on film from him that we don't see? I mean, what is it about Ray Lewis that allows him to stay at this level for so long?
You know what, to be honest with you, you can just tell he studies a lot of film. He has great awareness as far as, you know, how they're trying to attack him and how they're trying to attack the defense. And he gets guys in the right position to make plays. You know, not only is it him making plays, he's calling the plays and getting guys lined up right, so...
I got to ask you about the young rookies. Obviously, Bill has kind of gone out of his way not to say too many nice things about what they did last week. Did you, as one of the veterans, Vince and a few of the other guys, did you have to bring them crashing back to earth this week?
No, you know what, to be honest with you, you know, we turned the page pretty quickly around here. Like you said, Coach Belichick does a great job making sure, you know, you enjoy the win that night, but, you know, the next day it's time to move on to the next team, so... We've been focused on Arizona ever since, you know, we got back home. And these young guys are hungry, and they're ready to do it again this week.
Yeah, Bill talks about Arizona like they've won 4 championships in the last 5 years. He really has hyped them up. From your perspective, in your job, who are you focused on that offense? Man, what do you have to be careful of with the Arizona Cardinals?
You know, I really don't think it's too much hype, to be honest with you. They're a good football team, and if you look at the last 10 games, you know, they could have easily won 9 of the last 10 games that they played.
They won 8 of 10.
Right, but I'm saying it could have been 9 of 10. But that guy, you remember, he fell in the back of the end zone. But,
oh, yeah, right.
You know, they have a good team. You know, they have a lot of good players on defense. They have some weapons on offense. Of course, you have Fitzgerald and, you know, those running backs, Beanie Wells and Williams. They possess a lot of talent. You know, you have a lot of guys that can make a lot of plays and that can disrupt the game. And then you can't forget about special teams. You know, they have a great special teams unit. So you can't sleep on these guys, and this is our first game at home, and we're excited to play.
All right, let me ask you about the quarterback, because it looks like Kolb is going to play. On the other hand, I'm wondering if Bill leaves any of the doors open. Have you guys spent any time at all on John Skelton this week?
I think you have to. You know, we've been studying – we've been studying all the quarterbacks on the roster, and, you know, you have to prepare for both of them. That's tough sometimes, but at the same time, guys have spent a lot of time in the film room, and we're ready for both.
Kolb is a little bit different in that he can run the ball. He can throw the ball, but he can run the ball, and he's dangerous when he is running the ball. What type of problems does he present for you?
Yeah, because, you know, when he runs, he's running to throw, and those receivers do a great job, you know, getting open and giving them an opportunity to get the ball down the field. So you have to keep an eye on him, you know, try to keep him in the pocket, but at the same time, he's very dangerous outside the pocket.
Obviously, Arizona's head coach spent a lot of time with the Steelers, and Bill has said in the past that there are some similarities between the Cardinals and Steelers in their offensive approach. Do you see that as well? When you look at the Cardinals, do you see some similarities with Pittsburgh?
Oh, definitely. You know, as far as the, you know, the run, the power run game, they have a big back, they have a small back. They do a lot of shifting, a lot of motions, you know, trying to get you in the wrong position. And same thing Steelers do.
Hey, so how was Mayo Bowl last week? Did you get your gentleman's 190? Did you get your 300? What happened?
You know what? To be honest, my grandfather was in town. And he wanted the ball, and I was kind of like the mayor that night, so I was going around in all the lanes, just, you know, talk to the people and things like that. So I bowled like the first 4 frames or something like that. You know, it was pretty good, but I was walking around doing a lot of talking. Had a great time, a great turnout, and I appreciate everybody coming out.
So hold on. So
your grandfather
you think
had
that
a higher...
passes?
Sorry, no, you know what happened, Glenn? His grandfather rolled a better game
right.
than he did. That's what happened.
Your grandfather did the 190 for you, and you're sitting there going, I was Mr. Mayor. Yeah, come on, man, that's...
Anytime you guys want to go bowl, let me know.
All right.
I'll bring my bowl.
I'll tell you what, next year we'll get heavily involved. in that event, and we'll do something special and see if we can raise even more money.
Yeah, and I was
charity.
I was also
bring the cameras.
Bring the cameras. Okay, yeah. You want the cameras?
Because you can always alter the pictures, you know.
I also saw that the University of Tennessee was able to squeak by Georgia State last week, 51-13.
Right.
51-13. Now, okay, so now, Gerard, you got to be paying attention to this because, yeah, you got your little preseason schedule over for Tennessee.
Right.
You got the big boys tomorrow, Florida.
Exactly.
So what's going to happen in that game?
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm excited for the guys, man, to finally be back in the top 25. But, you know, they look good. Even though you said Georgia State, hey, whatever. But, you know, NC State, is NC State a preseason game, too? I don't know. I guess I'm just saying. They're in a big conference. But you know what? I think we have an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for. You know, we have a chance.
Let me get back to the running game of the Cardinals, because they do like to go between the tackles, and you guys did a tremendous job last week, against Chris Johnson, including Vince making that track down of Johnson. By the way, how good an athlete, because you deal with him every single day, and he's big, and so people don't necessarily look at Vince as this great athlete. How good an athlete is he when you watch him play every single day in practice?
Oh, he's a great athlete. Let me tell you, don't let the size fool you. Like I said, don't let the size fool you. He can really move, man. He's very light on his feet. You know, he plays golf. I mean, I don't know how much he weighs. He plays golf. He can play racquetball, basketball. He threw the shot put in high school. I mean, he's an all-around athlete, man.
Yeah, the footwork is tremendous. You're right. Chasing down. I watched that again this week, that highlight. Chasing down Chris Johnson. The footwork is amazing.
It really
like
was.
Little pitter-patter steps.
So you played golf with him?
Yeah, we played golf quite a few times.
Now, how did you do?
How did I do or how did he do? I'm terrible. He's teaching me a game.
Hey, have your grandfather play for you.
You're right. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, he's teaching you the game, though. He's teaching you golf.
I'll bet you Vince hits the ball a mile. I don't know if it's straight, but I'll bet you he hits the ball a mile.
Exactly. That's the thing. When he hits you straight, it goes a long way. But, you know, sometimes it kind of shanks off a little bit. But he's a good golfer.
One more thing. Larry Fitzgerald and Bill's made a big deal about him. And certainly that's one guy I don't think he's exaggerated about during the course of the week because he's such a great receiver. When you're isolating a game, when you guys are sitting down and Belichick and the guys are coming up with game plans, Matt Patricia, you're coming up with game plans, obviously you want to take out the biggest weapon. How much of a challenge is it to take out a weapon like this? How many people get involved in the process?
Oh, I think it has to be 11. You know, I'm not trying to sound repetitive. Like I said last week, you know, we're stopping 28. It's going to take 11 people, you know, on passing situations. You know, we need the coverage to hold up. We need the pass rush to get there. You know, he's a great receiver. He can run the deep ball, but he's also very dangerous with those intermediate routes. You know, you see a lot of the times him coming across the middle, so that's where the linebackers come into play. So,
you know, we always talk about matchups, and a lot of times guys present terrible matchups for players. A guy that has the quickness, a guy that has the physical strength, how does he present matchups that maybe other guys can't present?
You talking about Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and he can run. You know, forget the 40 times. When you watch him on film, you see him running by guys all the time, and you won't find another receiver in the NFL with hands like he has. He's made some unbelievable catches. So it's going to take 60 minutes to slow him down.
All right, Gerard, have a great game on Sunday. We'll talk to you back here next week, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you, man. Bye-bye. Our conversation with Gerard Mayo.